to ABC News.
And now the in-depth. This snow squall is making for a nasty drive home in Salt Lake County. At this point, UDOT's Traveler Information Program Manager Karen Crawford is joining us live on the Newsline. Karen, thanks for coming on. So how are the plows keeping up with things at this point?
Well, they're sure trying, but that snowstorm is packing a punch.
So they're not quite keeping up with it at this point, I think, is what you're saying, because that's impossible.
It is. It's a big storm. It's similar to the one that came through last night, but this one's even bigger and approaching down into central and southern Utah as well. Right now, what we're seeing is there are some people that are not choosing to drive slow, and we've seen some spinoffs and 360s out there. So we would advise people slow down and take your time.
Okay, this snow has covered the roads at this point, at least north of Salt Lake County. South of Salt Lake County, it's coming if you don't have it already. Temperatures are dropping. We'll be down toward the teens overnight. So should people be keeping an eye out for total slipperiness and slick conditions tomorrow morning?
I think the storm is supposed to be simmering down by the evening. We're going to have our crews out all night. Those roads will be salted and plowed. It should be a little bit better driving conditions this night and into the morning commute. It's just right now we're in the thick of things.
All right. Thanks a lot. Karen Crawford, UDOT's Traveler Information Program Manager. I mean, that's the best they got at this point. They're trying to keep up. They'll catch up afterwards. Hopefully things will be okay in the morning, but you're going to want to listen to Tim and Amanda when you wake up, Utah's morning news, right here on KSL News Radio. It's 5.